All right, Porch Talk, October 21st. Here with Xander, going over NFL to start, and we'll touch on some NBA later. Maybe a little Dodgers in the World Series action. Xavier should be joining us, so slide in. But let's just start off, keep it simple. My boy Drake May, over in London, holding it down for the Pats. We lost by 16, but he put up 240, two touchdowns, 30 yards on the ground again. What else can you ask for in your second start? Give me any reason to not buy into Drake May Rookie of the Year.
Jaden the dog Daniels.
Yeah, but at this point, I mean, what if Drake does this every week? That's five touchdowns through 2 weeks.
He looks good, except his team is just so shit. So if he doesn't win a game, you know.
Yeah, it clouds it. No, yeah, you're right. I'll give you that. But goddamn, man. The
No,
future's
he's
there.
balling out. Yeah, I agree. I agree. I think that he's definitely like their franchise quarterback moving forward. I think he looks really good. It's nice to see that the Patriots finally kind of found their quarterback, it seems like, after like the whole mix up and just pure disgust after Tom Brady.
Yeah, Drake goes for 276, two touchdowns,
Great
three
completion
carries,
percentage
18
too.
yards. Yeah, 26, 37. I mean, if you look at the box score, he outplayed Trevor, but when you watch that game, it's just the fucking Pats defense. That was one of the worst Patriots defensive games I've ever watched. I don't know if you set the alarm and tuned in early for that one, but I unfortunately did. And good fucking Lord. 21 years I've been watching the Patriots.
I was out
That
way
was
too late
awful.
Saturday to see that one, but
You
I
didn't
did
miss
see
anything.
Tank Bigsby going off like that was really surprising. I think it kind
Good
of
fucking
really
Lord.
shits on ETN. I really thought their O-line was cooked, but it just seemed like the Patriots defense couldn't really do anything.
Yeah, it's just the Patriots couldn't do a goddamn thing on defense. And then you have Mayo coming out saying that the team is soft. And then you have Belichick saying that the team's not soft and it's the same players from last year and he feels bad for the team. It's just a shit show in New England right now. Like, this is like, it's kind of similar to Alabama.
Really is.
It's like Alabama of the NFL right now. Saban leaves, everything falls apart. Belichick leaves, and everything falls apart. This shit's ridiculous. I mean, you can't go a fucking week without a Patriots player committing a felony right now. This shit is just a disaster. You have Tank Bigsby going for fucking 26 carries, 120 yards, and two touchdowns. What the flying fuck? Christian Gonzalez looked horrible. But Drake May, man.
Brian Thomas Jr.
BTJ, I benched Brian. I
These
benched
rookies look
Brian this week.
phenomenal. Yeah,
I mean, you
that
could say he's going to be one of the better wide receivers out of LSU.
I mean, I
LSU,
don't know.
man, wide receiver U.
Literally,
The other
Jamar,
side of the
DK,
team.
Nico,
I mean, you
the
look at the
top
other side of the
five.
team. You got Kayshon. Don't forget about Kayshon over in New England. Kayshon
Yeah.
Boutte, he should have been the best wide receiver in the country out before that ankle injury. But even he had, what did he have? He had the one catch for 33. He had the touchdown last week.
Yeah,
LSU, man.
Boutte's, yeah, LSU is definitely on the rise with the receivers.
Not to mention he's the best gambler in the South. What was his gambling record again? What was it? It was like $155,000 won. Like he's dedicated to that shit. I
He
think that
knows
should be
ball.
commended.
He
Exactly.
knows
Why are
ball.
we shutting that down? Why are we ending that? We should be commending that as the NFL.
I
That's what I would
agree.
do day one. Legalize sports betting in the
It really
NFL.
should be. At this point, it's practically investing.
I don't understand how it's like we have every fucking 10 seconds you get a money line take and then it's like sports betting bad. What the fuck are we supposed to do?
Actually,
Seahawks, Seattle. Kirk looked terrible. Michael Penix saw the field for the first time.
yeah, Falcons, they looked really shitty. It was really surprising, just based off of that when they like the back-to-back wins they came off of with the Bucks and then obviously blowing out the Panthers, but it Kirk looked so good against the Bucks, throwing for 500 and four touchdowns, and then looked good against the Panthers and then just kind of shit the bed against the Seahawks. Went back
Credit to the
to
Seahawks, though, defensively.
I agree. Seahawks look pretty solid. They look like they could sneak in wild card.
I mean, that's been an underrated team on the defensive side of the ball. DK going down with the MC sprain, though, doesn't MCL sprain doesn't help
That does
anything.
hurt. Yeah, that definitely hurts them. But if they can figure out that offense without DK and pull out of the NFC West, like I could see that happening.
The NFC West at this point is basically Seattle's division to lose. That's how I'm
Yeah.
looking at the NFC West. We'll get to
I
the
think
Niners in a second.
hooked.
But then you have Bills, Tennessee. Amari Cooper may have been the acquisition of the year. Davante Adams kind of outshined it in terms of media perspective, but I went and traded
Cooper had
for
the better
Amari in
game.
both leagues, 100%. I went and traded for Amari in both of my leagues the second I got that notification. You just gave MVP candidate Josh Allen a wide receiver one. That was the only thing this Buffalo team was missing, was a real wide receiver one that Josh can go to every week. Like I said, you can't win a fucking Super Bowl throwing to Mac Hollins. So
Yeah.
he went out, they went out and got Amari, and look what happens. 34 to 10.
I was really
Against a
worried at
not
the beginning
terrible
of that
Tennessee
game.
defense. Yeah, they it was
Not
a
terrible Tennessee
stuttering
defense, but
start.
terrible Tennessee team. Yeah, start off down 10-0. That Coop touchdown was pretty funny. How
Keon
Khalil
Coleman,
Shakir or
yeah.
Keon Coleman? Not
Yeah,
yeah. Keon
yeah.
Coleman told him the route to run, and then just when he caught the touchdown, the tug
You think Keon
immediately.
Coleman even knew the route? And he just was
I
like,
feel like
I'm
he was just like
fucking
run
running.
straight,
Yeah.
run
And
a
he saw just a
nine.
little Tampa 2. Yeah, just a little Tampa 2. He said, find the seam and we'll be good.
And
That's
he hit
Amari
it.
Cooper, though. It doesn't even matter. Yeah, you just throw the ball to Amari.
Yeah.
Cincy Cleveland. Deshaun Watson goes down with a torn Achilles, Kevin Durant style. You see it pop, and Cleveland fans boo and celebrate Deshaun getting carted off the field in Cleveland.
Yeah,
Interesting
absolutely
thing to see.
diabolical.
Yeah, that was definitely an interesting concept out of Cleveland there. You don't ever really see it. Regardless of what the guy's going on, got going on off the field,
And
you never see a franchise quarterback get a celebrated that he tore his Achilles at the 50-yard line.
it was very idiotic for the Browns following that injury to go play DTR, like Dorian Thompson-Robinson after that,
Yeah, and then
like
they
just
activate Jameis. I thought he was inactive coming into this week. Would they make the call at halftime, say, clock in, we need you?
I mean,
How
yeah, I
does that
guess
work?
so. I
I
yeah,
thought if
that
you're
was really
inactive, you're
freaking
not allowed to get activated.
literally. But maybe because of the injury, they had some. I'm not sure, but it's good for me to see Jameis do that because now I can go at him in this two quarterback league I'm in. And honestly, I think that the Browns have some upside with Jameis coming in. Nick Chubb back. Nick Chubb didn't have a good game necessarily. He got a
He got
touchdown,
in the
which
end
was
zone, yeah.
he got in the end zone, which is great to see. But 2 yards per carry is not great.
Yeah. Jameis threw a touchdown too.
Jameis
Njoku
threw
had
a
about
touchdown.
700 yards receiving. So
Yeah.
there's some promise there. It's a shame that Amari just got traded because that Cleveland team would have a little bit of hope now. I don't want to, you never want to cheer an injury, but if you said it was Jameis, Amari, Chubb, and Njoku
Some potential
in
there.
Cleveland there, yeah, there's something there. It is Jameis though. Then you have Green Bay, Texas. That was a good game.
Oh,
Jordan
yeah.
Love looks great.
Game that was arguably the game of the week right there. That and the Lions Viking, those two games were phenomenal.
Yeah.
CJ Stroud, worst game of his career. I was just not that was he cooked me in one of my fantasy leagues. That was just so rough to see. Stephon Diggs was just getting oh, he was literally put in a prison cell that game. And he was getting into it with Jair talking all that shit. They have that history, long beef, and Stephon admitted he is never gonna be the bigger man and he was not the bigger man on the field or on the stat sheet, so I don't
After
know
the
what
game, he
he's
didn't do a damn thing. He was just out there yelling, just starting shit.
literally out there just yapping, not doing anything on the field. A horrible game for CJ though.
How about Joe
Couldn't get a
Mixon?
completion. Joe Mixon looked great. He looked really good.
Thank God Cincinnati let him walk for free.
Yeah.
Thank God they let him chase Brown back there.
Big game for Joe, but it really says a lot to, it's really worrisome for the Texans to have a game like this where Stroud only has 86 yards and,
Yeah, I think
against
it's just credit to Green Bay right now. Are they the team to beat coming out of the NFC?
Lions for sure.
It's still the Lions.
I mean,
Green Bay's
I
putting up an argument now.
no, definitely. I think that Green Bay definitely has a shot. I think it's in between Green Bay and the Lions out of the NFC. Maybe the Eagles as well, but I think that the Lions and Green Bay. I really hope Green Bay does. I really like Jordan Love a lot. I like his composure. I like how he doesn't fear making tough throws, you know? Like he gives his
No,
receivers
that's
a
what I like.
shot.
Exactly.
He drops his nuts. He's not fearful to
Exactly.
throw interceptions, but he also high upside. And I mean, he won the game. And yeah, that defense looks really strong. It was
Yeah.
really impressive to see how they clamped up
Za'Darius,
CJ.
Jair, yeah, that secondary front seven just, I mean, Joe Mixon did his thing. You could say that. Green Bay is struggling on the ground, but from an air perspective, if there's any way to beat the Texans, I think that was kind of a, we'll let you beat us on the ground with Joe, but we're not going to let you beat us with CJ, and kind of
Yeah,
just have faith in Jordan.
to be fair though, they didn't have Nico. I think that offense
Yeah.
isn't really complete without Nico. With Stephon
Tank
is
Dell putting up a donut.
yeah, Tank Dell donut. Stephon can't really be a wide receiver one against an elite defense like an elite defense like that, especially with Jair matched up, who he literally has never done anything against Jair in his career. So tough game for the Texans, but honestly, I think I'm
Panicking
selling my Texans Super Bowl stock. I gotta go Ravens at this point.
yet? Yeah, I Baltimore looks like the only team out of the AFC. You have
Yeah.
Dolphins, Indianapolis, shit show. Anthony Richardson's borderline unplayable right now. I think he's always been arguably unplayable. So I don't know how much longer Anthony Richardson has in the NFL.
I saw this meme that he's the Daniel Jones of Cam Newton's, and I thought that was so
Yeah.
accurate.
The Daniel Jones of Cam Newton. We're gonna write that one down. Tyreek Hill putting up a donut. I just don't understand it at all. Tyler Huntley can't get him the ball through three quarters. Tim Boyle, I don't give a fuck who's playing quarterback.
Tua
Obviously,
comes
I have
back
money
next
on
weekend.
Tyreek.
Tua
Yeah,
comes
I don't
back
see
this
how it's
week.
possible. It's gonna be, yeah, we'll see how that goes. But Tyreek, I mean, that's just embarrassing. You put up 7 yards against the fucking Indianapolis Colts. That's 4 weeks in a row, just nothing. Fuck that
I
guy.
mean, Odell didn't even get a target.
Odell shouldn't even be in the NFL.
Oh, he had two targets, but couldn't even get a catch.
You like you said, game of the week, Minnesota, Detroit. Detroit's probably going to be in the Super Bowl this year again. Minnesota doesn't look far off.
Yeah, it was a great game.
Yeah, not really many negative takeaways from this one.
Jared Goff played lights out. Absolute blender. And it was really, really intense how they got that fumble recover re return touchdown. Like I thought they were gonna call that back at the end of that game, and I'm glad they didn't, but what a game. Yeah, I think these are the top two teams in the NFC for sure. On the record they are, but just overall, Packers, like the NFC North is just absolutely stacked.
Yeah.
One of the teams in that division, in my eyes, are for sure making the Super Bowl.
Detroit just looks good, man. They just look good on all sides of the ball. Both sides of the football looks good. Brian Branch looks phenomenal. It's four interceptions through
Yeah.
three games, forced fumble. Brian Branch is ridiculous. How about Aaron Jones, though? 34 years old. Minimum deal. 14 carries, 93 yards, touchdown.
He did get
How many yards
injured.
receiving? 23 yards receiving. Yeah, he did get injured.
Great
But
game for fantasy though, and yeah, he played really hard. That was great to see. He's also seen the Lions a lot in his time, and
exactly. Yeah.
matchups like that, he tends to do good. I feel like he's kind of on a roller coaster throughout his year. Like he'll have really high upside, really bad downside,
Yeah, this
low
is what you
lows,
get
high
out of an Aaron
highs.
Jones season. Yeah, exactly. Low lows,
Yeah.
high highs. But Detroit still looks like the number one team in the NFL.
Yeah, I
Close
agree.
Baltimore. Baltimore's close. Baltimore's, actually, I don't even know. You have Eagles, Giants. Daniel Jones looked awful.
Eagles looked great.
Eagles look good.
Saquon.
Yes, it was more Saquon. One hundred
Jalen Hurts had a
176
decent
yards on the
game.
ground. Only one touchdown from Saquon. Probably should have had three or four. Saw about 12 goal line fucking tush pushes that
Tush
didn't get in,
pushes.
so. Yeah. 176 yards on the ground. Yeah. 11 yards through the air. Saquon was just dominant. You almost want to say best running back in football right now, but probably Derrick Henry. But
Yeah, it's
Saquon's putting
between
up
him and
fucking.
Derek. I gotta go Derek though.
Yeah, after tonight. After tonight, it was cemented. But Saquon's putting up a ridiculous year.
Yeah,
Thank
for
God the
sure.
Giants let him walk also. That's a great decision. That's why you don't pay running backs. It's always that always pays out well. That mantra, that decision in the NFL, don't pay the running backs. Always works out
Not for the
well.
Cowboys.
Yeah, I'm just fucking. I mean, look at it. You don't pay Derek, or you don't pay fucking Saquon, kills the Giants.
No, yeah,
You
you
don't
gotta
pay
pay.
Aaron Jones.
It's honestly, if you
You
look at
don't pay
it,
Joe Mixon.
it's kind of like the most, in my eyes right now, it's the most important position in football. I mean, look at the Niners without C-Mac.
100%, 100%.
Look at the best team in the league, the Lions. They have the best running, like they have the best running backs in the league with David Montgomery
100%.
and Jahmyr Gibbs. And then the Ravens, another best team in the league, Derrick Henry. The Chiefs are the only ones that don't really have an elite running back, still find a way to win every fucking week. But
But
it's,
no, I think
yeah.
the running back is probably the most important position in football right now, especially with
Yeah.
Janty coming in next year.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Running
yeah.
backs are finally getting valued.
You look at the Commanders with B-Rob, you know? Yeah, 100%.
Exactly. Kyron Williams
Texans with
has a
Joe.
touchdown for the last 15 weeks.
Yeah, but Stafford just, Kupp comes back this week, though. That'll be interesting to see.
And Nacua, they both come back on paper this week. So they should have both. But they
Oh,
beat the Raiders. Stafford doesn't do a damn thing. Kyron's gets in twice. Yeah, kind of a boring game.
they clutched out my parlay though, so I was actually very tapped into that.
Yeah, I had Kyron in fantasy, so I appreciated that.
Yeah,
But
they play the
yeah, nothing
Vikings
to
on
see there.
Thursday. That'll be an interesting game to see.
That should be a, yeah. I don't know. I'm not gonna write off the Rams. If you give them Puka and cut back, Kyron's doing his thing. It's you can't count out Matt Stafford. It's kind of one of those guys. It's like a cockroach.
Yep.
You
And
put
they're
him in
at
a spot
home.
against a yeah. You put him in a spot against Minnesota on a short week. Gets his wide receivers back at home.
Aaron Jones
I wouldn't write
questionable
that game
too.
off. Yeah, I wouldn't
Yeah.
write that game off.
Only
You have
thing is the Rams DBs, not a soul can stop Jeddah's. Like the Rams DBs are just pretty
yeah.
horrible.
Justin Jett is going to go for 260.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wouldn't write that one off. Carolina, Washington, Jaden Daniels goes down with a rib injury in the first drive of the game. That
Killed
was
my
a big
fantasy
concern
team.
coming out of college. Yeah, I started Drake May over Jaden Daniels, so
Great
I'll toot
play.
my own horn on. Yeah, I'll toot my own horn on that one. But
Yeah, I commend you for that.
Jaden Daniels, that was one of his big critiques coming out of college, was the ability to stay on the field. Being, what is he, 6'4", 114 pounds. It's hard to stay on the field when you're of that stature. But the rib injury, that's one that lingers. That's one that's not something you can kind of heal. That just goes, that rib injury lingers. You get hit in the ribs there, he's going to be feeling that for the next 3 years.
Yeah. No, I mean ribs heal relatively fast. They heal fast, but it lingers for like a few weeks for sure, like a
Yeah,
good 4 to 6
exactly.
weeks, and
Even when it's
hopefully he's good
healed
to go.
too, every time you step up in that pocket, you remember that rib injury.
Yeah.
So
And
even
if he
from a
gets hit
mental
again,
standpoint, exactly. That's
yeah.
one that that is gonna be an interesting one to look at. They play Chicago next week, so
His
I don't know
mom
if he'll make
tweeted
it
that
out for
he's
that.
good to go. But the Commanders still don't know. So
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with, I'm riding with his mom. I'm
Yeah,
riding with
you
Miss
trust his
Daniels on
mom, or
this
you
one.
trust the Commanders' coaching staff? I'll go with the
I trust
mom
Mama
too.
Dukes. I trust
Yeah,
Mama
I'll
Dukes.
go.
I think
Yeah,
she's
we'll
got
go
it.
with the mom on that one. We'll go with the mom.
That'll be a
What a
great matchup though.
fucking! Well, just look at society. Imagine you told players 40 years ago that the mothers could break their injury news on Twitter. I mean, that's awesome. Lawrence Taylor's mom has to come out and say he missed the couldn't get an eight ball before the game. He's questionable to return. That would have been nice.
Yeah,
That would have been nice. KC Niners in Santa Clara. Brocky Poo just looks terrible. Pat Mahomes
yeah.
is just, it's, I mean, we didn't end up posting the podcast, so it was my fault, but we talked about it the whole time and how Niners are favorite at home. You don't see a way for the Niners to lose the game. You have Patrick Mahomes at plus money. How are the Niners going to lose this? Pat goes in and just does his thing. They won that game off
Definitely
three
should have
drives
taken
into the
that
game.
plus money. Yeah, you called that too. You did call take. Why would I not take Mahomes plus money? And
You
you
have
were
to take
right.
it because you have to. You just can't turn down Mahomes at plus money at this point,
I
because
agree.
it's just those big games, especially against the Niners. I mean, I
He
think
did against the Niners' career 5-0.
it's not even, it's never even close either. It just comes down to
Yeah.
the goddamn inability to inability to capitalize off turnovers, and that's the thing for the Niners with me, because we've talked about it before with Brock's inability in the big games for me. You'll say, like, oh, he showed up. They were in the Super Bowl last year. Green Bay lost that game. Detroit lost that game. You let Brock get into it second half, third quarter, he starts to get going. Fourth quarter, he takes off. You can't do that against Kansas City. Pat has the two early turnovers in this game. Niners don't do shit with it. You get a three and out. I think Brock throws a pick in response. You have two unpenalized turnovers from Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs. And you don't do anything from it. You don't get any points in response to it. You turn the ball over back. You're going to lose 100 times out of 100. You can't let Pat Mahomes turn the ball over twice and not take advantage of it. He had two picks, and then who fumbled? I think Kareem Hunt fumbled.
I think it's really emphasized, like really what is being emphasized though is how strong that Chiefs defense is. They've only the most amount of points they've let up all year is 25 against the Bengals. The Bengals are arguably the top five offense in football right now. Joe Burrow's playing pretty lights out, although their record doesn't really show for it. And I mean, I think that yeah, that Chiefs defense is really carrying them this year, and I think that they could carry them to another Super Bowl. Mahomes looks really bad. Negative ratio, and I mean the but the Niners just really couldn't do anything on offense. Obviously, Purdy shit the bed. Debo sick with pneumonia, didn't do anything though. Ayuk tore his ACL, and Jordan Mason couldn't do a damn thing on the ground. I think that the Niners are if the Cowboys beat them this weekend, yeah. I mean, I think the Niners season is already over. If the Cowboys beat them this weekend in Santa Clara, it just makes it that much worse, though. It emphasizes really how shit they are.
McCaffrey's not returning. If they lose this week, McCaffrey's out for the season, because there's no chance they're bringing him back at three and what? It's 3-6, 3-7.
Yeah, no
Ayuk's
point.
out, done for the year. Yeah, it's Kittle's questionable coming into the week. But
They might as well tank the quarterback,
at
honestly.
this point, I
Fuck
mean,
paying Brock.
is it Brock? Is it Brock? Is it? I mean, when are we going to ask the Kyle Shanahan questions? I feel like I've been a crazy person for the last 5 years saying, when are we going to do it? But it seems like
Yeah.
Kyle Shanahan is just inevitable to critique. It doesn't matter.
I
It's going to be
agree.
somebody else's problem. Because, I mean, you look at in terms, yeah, obviously the Chiefs defense is there, but the Niners defense on paper is in the same, I don't know about echelon as the Chiefs in terms of performance, but on paper, the Niners defense is right there with the Chiefs. And in terms of scheming people open, you got Andy Reid with no Juju. So who's he scheming? You have Xavier Worthy, Sky Moore, and half of Travis Kelce. And then you have Shanahan with no Ayuk, I guess. You got Ricky Pearsall, Kittle. You have the same kind of wide receiver, like a messed up hodgepodge wide receiver core. And Andy Reid has these guys looking like a fucking Super Bowl winning team. Kyle Shanahan can't scheme a single fucking person open. So I don't know if it's even Brock at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it's really at the end of the day, that kind of comes down to the chess match between Spag and Kyle Shanahan, which Spag has always kind of fucked over Shanahan at
It's
every
not even
matchup
ever
that's
been
required.
close. That's what I'm saying, is we got to change something eventually. Something's got to change. Spags isn't going anywhere. The Chiefs aren't going anywhere. And the Niners are just going
Just
to
gonna
lay
keep
down every
winning.
time. Yeah, the Niners are just going
Keep
to lay down
dominating.
every time.
Yep.
I think it's probably time to move on from Shanahan eventually. I think it's probably after this year they'll do it. What's his contract looking like?
I
Kyle
think he
Shanahan
has
contract.
2 years.
Keeps him with the team through 2027. Shit. It doesn't, I mean, they could still fucking fire him. Look at Salah. So it
They
may be
could
time to move
confirm.
on
I
from
doubt they do
Kyle.
that, though.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't, but you got to entertain it at some point, because this is becoming a joke. Niners really haven't done shit in 20 years. 2 decades, the Niners really haven't done a thing. They've gotten close, but just a bunch of close, a bunch of ifs, a bunch of what ifs, potentialies. The Niners are a bunch
Yeah, a
of
few.
fucking potentials.
There's some letdowns, you know, like they get you, they give you
Yeah,
all the
you buy
hope in the
in.
world.
Exactly. 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 It's like you think you're buying a Ferrari, you get in, it's a fucking used Civic. Like, what is
The
this? This isn't what I fucking paid for. Like, you order like a Uber.
scam,
Yeah, you get like a Uber X, or the all fucking fancy one. Ends up being Uber Pool. You have three stops. That's what the fuck is this? This isn't what we asked for. This is wrong.
You get an
Jets
Uber, you get an
Steelers.
Uber Black, and they pull up on a horse.
Exactly. They send you a bus pass. Steelers Jets, Devontae Adams, Aaron Rodgers.
Shout out
Yeah,
Russell Wilson.
it's Russell Wilson. It's time. You got to give it to him.
Here we go. Here we go.
They booed him two snaps into the game. That first three and out looked rough. Pittsburgh was fucking
He's,
pissed.
yeah, I mean, he hadn't played in so long, you know. Those fans
Yeah.
are just, I mean, it's Pittsburgh,
They were ready to
Philadelphia.
crucify him.
Yeah, I mean, and then he
But he's got
came out,
Jesus on his side.
gained his
He's got the
confidence.
Lord. Yeah.
Exactly.
It
He's
doesn't
got
fucking
God.
matter. He's got God. He's God's got him. He doesn't fucking, it doesn't matter who's against for us.
And shout out
264,
Russ
two
coming out
touchdowns. Yeah.
and Pickens. I got Pickens in a couple leagues, so that was
We
really
needed a
big to see
Pickens
him pop off
emergence
like
game.
that.
Everybody knew it was going to
Exactly.
happen eventually. It was there.
Yep.
Just they couldn't get him the ball. Five catches for
How about the
111 yards,
Najee?
touchdown. Najee emergence, 21 carries, 102 yards on the ground, touchdown to go with it. Najee looks
Did
good.
he get fined for his post game interview?
No, I didn't even see it. What did he say post game? I gotta look
I
that
guess
up
somebody
now.
walked in and he said, "Oh shit, what up, my beep,
Oh,
the N-word."
yeah.
Yeah,
Here we go.
pretty much
Did he get
screamed it on
fined?
the mic, and then it was just kind of quiet. But
No, yeah, I don't think he'll get fined for that. No, he won't get fined. He'll be fine. But 102 yards, you can do what you want. Against a Jets defense, I mean, I
yes.
just love that since Saleh's gone down, this defense has been fucking miserable.
I don't know why they got rid
Immediate
of Saleh. That
second.
defense looked that defense looked solid with Saleh, and now they
That was
look
their selling
pretty
point,
horrible.
exactly. Granted, a ton of
Yeah.
injuries in the secondary. Ton of injuries all through all positions on fucking defensive side of the ball, but their defense is what sold you. Because you thought you give Aaron Rodgers a top 10 defense, Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall, this team should be good. That defense isn't even top 30 right now.
And
They
Garrett
look
Wilson has
awful.
honestly looked pretty mid. He's looked like he's kind of been getting
He's looking a
tossed
little
around.
frazzled. Yeah, he's looking a little
Yeah.
frazzled. I think that Devontae coming to town kind of skewed it a little bit. But
But I
that
mean, yeah.
pick was bad.
At the end of the day, you had Ashwagandha Perk Popper
Yeah.
against the Jesus
Against
believer, you
Lord.
know?
Yeah. So you get
Exactly.
to pick two sides of a spoon there. Oh, that, shout out to Demi Lovato. But yeah, Garrett Wilson, that interception was bad. A-Rod put that ball in the numbers and hits it.
Yeah.
Garrett in the chest.
Horrible
Steelers
drop.
kind of take over from there. Don't really turn them around.
Steelers
Jets
look
are
really
two and
good.
five. Jets are two
Steelers
and
are 5-1
five.
too.
A team that a lot of people are saying was going to win the Super Bowl this year. Two and five. You have New England next week. Is it at home? I can't remember. Week eight.
It's
Dude,
at
that's
home. It's in New England.
it's in it's at Gillette. I already looked at
Yeah.
the line. We guessed the line on that one. I already saw it on ESPN this morning, but go ahead.
Probably Jets -3.5. Jets minus three and a
Jets
half.
minus seven. Jets minus seven. Now the Pats defense looked awful, so that's probably where a lot of that money's
That's
coming from.
why.
Yeah. But minus seven's a
And then
lot.
that post game interview, A-Rod was talking about how they got to win 10 straight. So maybe they're just stretching that in the money line. That's
I don't know what's
crazy.
going on with the Ayahuasca Aaron, but 7 points in Gillette, the way Drake May's playing football right now, he doesn't have God on. Maybe he does have God on his side. But he doesn't proclaim it like Russ does. No one's got God like Russ does. But
Yup.
maybe if Drake, there's still time. He could convert by Sunday.
I
Go for
hope the Pats
360.
win that game. I just it'll be tough. I don't know what's going on with that defense. I really don't. I thought that defense was going to be really strong
It's
after week
Jerod Mayo.
one.
I think I'm just gonna say it. It hurts me to say it, but I think it's Jerod.
That's
It's
fair. Yeah, he had
just
all that
all
hype
the
after
whole,
week one,
yeah.
beating the Bengals,
Just the whole coaching
and
staff needs to go. Alex Van Pelt's horrible. Just
yeah.
everybody. Just clean sweep. Just give Ben Johnson whatever he wants, and
Yeah.
Let him run. Let him take over Drake May because this isn't working right now. I knew it. This shit was gonna happen. You have all the off the field issues, one, which as a Patriots fan, you don't hear about a fucking peep in terms of off the field issues the last 2 decades with Belichick running the show. But you have fucking 150 in the first 2 weeks of the Pat or the first couple weeks with Jerod, and then you have the fucking the whole his quote unquote plan to start Drake and let him grow under Jacoby, whoop de whoop de whoop, and then you tell me the fucking plan is to send him out against Houston, who Drake still does well against, but Houston, who leads the league in pressures and with the leading pressures of Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson. So the moment that fucking bullshit started, I knew his fake quote unquote plan was bullshit. I've kind of lost Jerod Mayo hope since. And he's proven me right because that game was miserable. I see why it's 7 points for the Jets, honestly, but something tell it's still too high, I think.
I mean, yeah, I think it could go either way. I think that it could either be a blowout or, I mean,
I
I
don't
think
think
that
it'll be
the
a
Jets kind
blowout.
of have to blow them out in order to have any like potential or any upside at all looking forward to the rest of the season. They look really bad right now, and it's a game that it's a mu definitely a must win for the Jets.
100%.
But honestly, like they need to do more than just win. They need to really have a statement win against a team like the Pats and the way that they're playing right now.
Yeah, I agree
But
with you. But Drake May, man, I can't count him out right now. You can't count out Drake. He looks phenomenal.
Draco looks great, especially in fantasy. He looks really strong.
Exactly. But then you have tonight, you have Baltimore Bucks. Lamar Jackson MVP is probably cemented at this point, halfway through the season.
Yeah, I did say that last week. I got Lamar MVP. Definitely. Yeah, I said that. I might have said that 2 weeks ago, honestly. Yeah, very big on Lamar, back to
Five
back
touchdowns,
MVP.
281.
And he had like what,
52
50,
yards on the
60?
ground. Yeah,
Yeah.
52 yards on the ground. And it's not like these are, they're running four verts and everyone just clears out for Lamar and he takes off into open space. This is fucking 52 yards where the pocket collapses. He does three little sidesteps, a fucking cheeky little spin, steps past another guy, and he scrambles ahead for 8 yards. It was either Peyton or Eli. I don't even watch the regular Monday Night Football cast anymore. I just watch the Manning cast. And one of them said it. I mean, it's a fucking dead play for 29 other quarterbacks in the league, except Lamar Jackson. Like the shit he does is just ridiculous to watch. And like, that pocket will collapse. You don't see him for 3 seconds, and all of a sudden he's 15 yards downfield. His
Yeah.
ability to turn nothing into something is just fucking second to none at this point. Because he's Mike Vick if he was in the pocket. That was the main critique against Lamar. He can't throw the ball. He's not a pocket QB. He wants to run too much. He has proved
And he
everybody
just threw
wrong this
five
year.
touchdowns today. Yep. I
Exactly. He
mean,
is a pocket quarterback now. He's a
last
pocket
year he was
quarterback that can
too.
run a
I mean,
4-3. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But this year just cements it. Five touchdowns, 281, 17 of 22. Zay Flowers goes down with a broken ankle or whatever the fuck, third snap. So most of the game he's throwing to Rashad Bateman. So at this point, I don't know what to say.
and Mark
Baltimore's
Andrews
the team to beat.
came back, two
Yeah.
touchdowns, 2 games in a row with a touchdown. Pretty big for him. Looks like he's finally getting back into his groove. And yeah,
Yeah.
Lamar's playing lights out. I think that he's for sure the front runner for MVP right now. I think that team is going to the Super Bowl. I just don't see anybody really stopping them.
Yeah. Kyle
It's great to see
Hamilton.
that off. Yeah. It's great to see that offense find itself after the first couple of weeks, and it like ever since then. Ever since I lost to the Raiders, they've just been taking off, which is it's been great to see. They have a
Dude,
pretty
Derrick
easy
Henry,
schedule upcoming.
15 carries. Yeah, 15 carries, 169 yards. It's going to be Baltimore Detroit Super Bowl. But go ahead with the schedule.
Yeah, they got the Browns, Broncos, and Bengals upcoming in the next 3 games. I think that
3-0 right there.
I agree. Yeah, because that Bengals game's in Baltimore. I don't see them beating them in Baltimore.
Yeah, and that was a Bengals. I mean, that was a Baltimore game where the Bengals, or sorry, a Baltimore defensive gave up 40 that game. So I don't see Baltimore giving up 40 again. We gave up 30 to Tampa tonight, but a lot of that came in garbage time. So,
Yeah, garbage time where they allowed Chris Godwin to completely break his ankle in the
did
last
you see that?
minute
I
of the
saw it the
game.
moment it happened. You could see him laying there, his ankles just going completely the opposite way.
Yeah, I saw it. It really hurt because I was in a game where I was up by 5 points, I'm playing against Kyler Murray. I had Godwin left. He catches that ball. I'm all hyped, and then that happens. And then a few plays, like 10 minutes later, Kyler runs a 44-yard touchdown, and I was just, oh, that hurt.
Yeah, I was playing
So
Kyler. That almost killed me. That
it
almost
killed
killed
me.
me.
That hurt.
But then they sat it down, so that helped. But any of those breaks work? I'm not a doctor, obviously, but any of those breaks, I feel like where it goes outside, like Godwin's did, like where his ankle like comes in. You know what I'm saying? Like it
Yeah.
against the leg. Like, oh God, that doesn't. That's not going to be anytime soon. And you have Mike Evans going down with the hamstring strain. It really sucks because Baker. I really like Baker Mayfield.
Me
And
too.
I don't want to see him throwing the ball to fucking. I gotta look at this for a second. Trey Palmer
Chris
and.
Auden.
Yeah, Kate. I mean, Kate Otten did his thing, though, dude. 8 catches, 100 yards. Kate Otten was in that seam today. Kate Otten was living in that seam. But yeah, I don't want to see Baker throwing to Sterling Shepard. So.
Yeah,
That
feel
sucks.
bad for definitely feel bad for
Todd
Baker.
Bowles. Yeah, you feel bad for all of Tampa. And the
Honestly.
fucking Hurricanes. Shit, dude.
I mean,
Give
yeah, they're
Tampa
going
a
through a
fucking
lot,
break.
literally.
Give Tampa a fucking break.
But yeah, I think that
Arizona.
Tampa moving forward, real quick, I think that Tampa moving forward are, I think without Godwin and Mike Evans, they're gonna really struggle. They got the Falcons and Chiefs upcoming. I think those are two losses, honestly.
Yeah, I just hope it. I give Baker. Don't keep Baker in the NFL. He's got a spot, but you don't want to see a season wasted like this because he's really playing well. So it
He's
sucks
playing
to
lights
see
out, yeah.
this. Yeah,
It
it
really
sucks to see
does.
that.
Feel bad for him.
But you have Cardinals, Arizona, or fuck, Cardinals, Cardinals, Chargers. Sloppy game. 6-7 for most of it.
Very
This is a
boring
Thursday
game.
night game. Yeah, this is a Thursday night game.
Yeah. Five field goals from the Chargers. Justin
Justin
Herbert, I mean, he had
Herbert,
a
yeah.
solid game, but just couldn't get in the end zone.
350 from Justin.
Yeah. And no touchdowns.
Yeah, not much to say here.
They're
But
missing Quentin Johnston, right? Yeah, that's a big miss for them though.
yeah, he was a late scratch.
Yeah.
He was missing
And
from.
yeah,
But I
not much
think
to
we'll
say
cut it
here.
there.
Kyler, yeah.
Yeah. We'll cut it and then we'll be right back with NFL or with the NBA. Cut it and then here. All right, Porch Talk October 21st, part two. With Xander. We're going over the NBA or NFL now. I mean NBA, fuck. NBA. I'm just gonna hit you with some futures awards here. Futures odds. We'll start with MVP. Who's your favorite to win MVP without looking? Season starts
Favorite,
tomorrow.
all right, let's without looking, favorites win MVP. Jokic.
Got Luka at +370. Jokic at +400. Then you have Shea at +425. Giannis +800. Ant +12. Then the guy I'm going to highlight, which should not be this high, and this is great value for anybody listening, Mr. Olympic snub, Jason Tatum at +1500 to win MVP this year. Why the
No
fuck is
chance.
that so high? No chance?
No chance. At the end of the day, like the Celtics play a great form of basketball to where everybody plays their role. I think that the biggest problem in the NBA right now, as you see with the Nets, or as you saw previously with the Nets, whenever they had all the great play, as you saw with the Clippers, as you saw with everyone except for the Warriors, whenever they had Curry and KD, you cannot have players like that just taking over the team. You really need teams who know their role, and I mean, it's just you're not going to have a team where you have so many great role players. You're not going to have somebody really outshine the rest of the team and be MVP on a team like that. I think that Jokic was kind of an exception with that. But aside from Jokic, it's just you're just not going to see that. And I think Tatum just too inconsistent to win MVP.
Like I'm gonna throw you a world where Tatum's we'll give you the Tatum consistency. He averages 25 a game last year. Give me a world where Tatum wins averages gives you probably let's say 28, 8-7. Celtics first place in the Eastern Conference. Why is that not a Tatum MVP? Or +1500.
I mean, imagine in that
Best
same
player on the
world,
best team.
though, you could have Shea going for 32, 6 and 6 at the best team in the West, or Jokic going for 25, 8 and or like 9 and 10, 9 and 11 on the best team in the West. It just it gets sticky.
But those guys, I agree with you. Like Shea's at plus 425, that can happen. Jokic is at plus 400, that can happen. Why is Tatum plus 1500? That's a substantial fucking jump. They have
I mean,
Ant
yeah.
win an MVP before Tatum does. Why does everybody hate on the Celtics? What do we have to do? What did the Boston Celtics have to do to get some fucking respect? Best team
I
of
mean, at
basketball
the
by
end
a mile last year, the whole season.
yes. But MVP always comes down to PER.
True.
And Tatum's PER does not tend to be
Let's see what that is.
the
Hold on.
highest.
Don't get too far ahead of yourself. Because Tatum's PER is always up there. Let's see. Oh wait, this is all time. Oh, fuck, what, all time is Jokic. That's actually pretty funny. Jokic is the leading PER ever at 28.08. Good for him.
No wonder he has two MVPs.
Yeah, I don't see Tatum on this top 50 all-time list. No one said he was there, but I agree with you. But Tatum gets an efficient year and the Celtics win 60 games again?
If
I
he
don't see how
shoots
we.
better than if he shoots closer to 50 from the field, yeah, I mean, if he has a high PER, then potentially, but
That's what I'm saying. Plus 15? That's too high for me.
I don't see him finishing top five MVP race.
See, rookie of the year, probably the worst phrase ever. Zach Edey, I was talking about this. I was in Vegas during March Madness. I was talking about it the whole fucking draft, pre-draft, wrote an article about it. Zach Edey was the number one or uncontested best player in college basketball for 2, 3 seasons. And he goes late first round in a draft class that doesn't really have names that are jumping out at you. I didn't understand that to begin with. But he falls to Memphis. Now he's leading. I just spoiled it for you. But Zach Edey is leading the Rookie of the Year odds at plus 350 for a guy that almost slipped out of the first round, who should have been top five pick.
Yeah, I think he's one of the rare rookies that are really going to see a lot of minutes this year. Or one of the rookies in this class that are going to see a lot of minutes. I think that a lot of I don't think many rookies are going to see a ton of time this year. But I think
Jaren
Edie,
Jackson's already down with an injury. He's missing the opener Wednesday.
no, that's really unfortunate for them.
So Edie's already in that starting role.
Honestly, I got Edie winning Rookie of the Year. I could definitely see that. I hope McCain it. I really do. I just don't see him getting the playing time for it, unfortunately. But yeah, I can see that for sure.
Yeah, Jared McCain, I mean, the Sixers essentially just went and got Tyrese Maxey 2.0. Jared McCain is ridiculously fucking fast. His ability to shoot the ball, IQ wise, that was one of the big things for him coming out of college that scouts were touting, was his kind of basketball IQ and how to play the game the right way. So you pair that with his speed and then Tyrese Maxey. That Sixers are in a good spot if they can stay on the court. McCain's coming in at plus 3,500. Interesting to see Alexander Sarr is at plus 13. First overall pick is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th for rookie of the year voting. You don't see that too often.
Yeah, not at all.
No. Oh, wait, was it him or was it Richey that went first? Am I tripping? Who went first? I don't even remember. Was it
I'm
Sarr
pretty sure
or
it's Star.
Richey? NBA draft. I think it actually was Richey. We could be. That's how shitty this draft was. Nobody even remembers. Results, NBA draft results. Was it Richey? It was Richey was one.
Oh,
Fuck.
cooked.
He's still not first. He's third, plus 900. You don't see that too often. Reed Shepard's ahead of him. Goes to show. Most improved player. Vic's at plus 700 to win most improved. Nobody had a heart attack in the NBA, so this award doesn't really matter too much this year.
Yeah,
So.
I don't think, I mean, most improved for Vic is hard because it's like he had such a good year last year.
Yeah, what are we improving from?
Literally, I mean, what is he going to go 30, and like average 4 blocks. I mean, I think he could definitely average 30 a game this year. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, with CP3, he averaged 21 last year. I'll say 25 range, 25 to 30 range.
Easy. You got a point. He has a point guard that wants to get him the ball now and has no problem scoring 0 points. Wemby's going to be going for
Exactly.
26 easy every night. Every night.
Yeah,
I mean, we'll
100%.
go back to MVP just real quick while we're on it. And Wemby's at plus 1700 right behind Tatum.
I think I
Here's a
wish
good
the
one.
Spurs could
I got a good one
do
for you.
something.
I got a good one for you. Coach of the year. Who do you think's leading that? It's not who I would have expected reading this.
Is it Pop?
It's not Pop. You'll like who it is, though. It's Ime Udoka plus 800.
I
Ime
mean,
Udoka's coach of the year, a revenge tour from a PR standpoint. You get fired for his tomfoolery in Boston, and he wins coach of the year 2 seasons later. Give me Joe Mazzulla plus
that would be pretty
1100.
funny.
I don't know about Ime Udoka
Yeah,
leading
Mazzulla's
coach of the
probably gonna
year.
get it. I mean, he has the best team.
He's
He
a
made
fucking
Udoka.
psychopath. Yeah, Ime at plus
Yeah.
800 to win coach of the year. That's an interesting one. You have Thibodeau at plus 950. Sixth man of the year. You want to bet on that one? You want to guess?
Oof. Ah. Sixth man of the year. I'm trying to think, who are the top six men right now?
Nas won it
Because leagues are
last
kind of
year.
shifting. Leagues kind of shifting around. Is Caruso the sixth man on the Thunder?
No, Caruso's starting, I think. Is he? Maybe he's not,
Okay.
but no. I have him. He's on this list, but he's lower down. Plus
Okay.
2000 for
Okay.
Caruso.
Oh, wow. Oh. Who's the Nuggets six man?
I think it's going to be Russ. Yeah, it's Russ at plus 2,000. You had Nas at plus 1,000.
Oof.
He won it last year. And then it's Malik at plus 450 to win it this year. Sacramento's going to be good, man. Sacramento's going to be really good, I think.
I could see Malik winning it. Yeah, I think Shaq will be pretty strong. They pretty much have the
That's
same
going to be
team.
a serious team to worry out of the West. You have DeMar
They lost
DeRozan now.
Harrison Barnes. Yeah, they got DeMar. No, I could see Malik winning it. That's a good take.
Yeah, this team's gonna be good. But we can switch over to championship odds. You have Celtics obviously at plus 310. Who's your guess for 2, 3, and 4?
Three, and four. I'm gonna go not in specific order, but Thunder, Nuggets, and Bucks.
Thunder, Knicks, Nuggets in that order.
Forgot about the Knicks. I don't see the Knicks aren't gonna make the finals. They just won't. Even with Cat, they just they'll find a way to lose. Shout out New
Completely
York for
agree.
getting their WNBA championship for the first time ever, but they're not making it in the NBA. I think that the Bucks should. I think the Bucks have a better shot at making the finals than the Knicks, even with the Cat addition. I think that Giannis coming back will be pretty pivotal for Milwaukee. But I mean, Celtics being number one definitely makes sense. I think they have a pretty good shot at repeating. I hope they won't, but I mean their team stayed the exact same. They have so much size, everybody can shoot, everybody plays a role.
Team got
Great
better.
coaching, good systems. What was that?
Great draft. The team got better. Great drafting. Jordan Walsh sat on the bench for most of last year. Came out of Arkansas. Has alopecia. Jordan Walsh is a goddamn bucket. Jordan Walsh is going to be a fucking problem for the next 2 decades. I said it coming out of the draft. I said it when the Celtics drafted him. That was one of my first articles I ever put out, was Jordan fucking Walsh. And you watch him play, it's Jason Tatum 2.0. Jordan Walsh is going to be a problem for the next decade at least. You have Baylor Shireman off the bench. Peyton Pritchard's balling out. Sam Hauser. Seltzer running it back. Seltzer running it back, and you can't really convince me any other way. Philly's a team that you could worry about, but they're not going to stay on the court. That team can't stay healthy. Paul George already has, what is it, a knee sprain, I think? An MCL sprain, I want to say it is, or a hyperextension or something. But Paul
Yeah,
George is
Paul
already
George is
hurt.
already injured. Yeah, the Sixers are.
Tyrese Maxey, I think, just dislocated his finger or wrist or something yesterday with Jalen Suggs. They're already coming out and saying Embiid's not going to play back-to-backs, which, if you're already coming out and saying that your star guy, we're planning on him to miss games because of injury before you've played a single minute of regular season basketball, that's going to be a long season. If Joe Mazzulla came out right now and said, yeah, we're going to plan for Tatum to not play a back-to-back, the NBA media would be in a fucking hurricane to say that the Celtics are going to win 12 games. But let it be Joel Embiid,
Well,
and
yeah, that
it's
was the whole reason the Sixers
permitted.
got Drummond, which I think was a good pickup by them. But I
It
think
was.
the team's just too injury prone. You know, I mean, PG, Embiid, everybody knew that they were one knee injury away from their season ending, and it looks like it's already happened with PG's injury. So
Yeah,
it's really
we
unfortunate.
have not played a single minute of regular season basketball yet.
Yeah.
You just can't have two guys with, you can't have Joel Embiid and Paul George on the same team and rely on them for 82 games. Not going to
Yeah,
happen,
especially for a
unfortunately.
championship.
Yeah, especially against the Celtics team. But you have the Bucks at worse odds than the Sixers. Sixers are plus 1,000, Bucks are plus 14. So that's an interesting one to look at. You have the Heat way down at plus 4,500. They should be
Don't sleep on
lower.
Jimmy. Don't
No,
sleep
they
on,
should
I
be
mean,
lower. It's time to go to bed. We're slept on,
you
Jimmy.
think it's
It's
a,
over.
you think it's over? I mean, if he wasn't injured last year, who knows what they do?
I can't stand Jimmy Butler. So you'll never
That's
be able to
fair.
convince me of anything positive Jimmy Butler-wise. Celtics are obviously
Yeah, I
the
mean,
favorite to win the East, plus 155. Knicks at plus 400 follow. I don't have faith in the Knicks team at all. The team that kind of struggled on defense, you lose your identity by losing DiVincenzo, I think. Mikal Bridges, they did something to his jumper. I don't know what the fuck happened. I don't know if you've seen videos of that, Xander, but
I saw
Mikal
that.
did
I
something.
did see that.
I don't know what happened,
It
but
looks like it almost looks like slow-mos.
it does. It looks like Kyle Anderson was him and Kyle Anderson were in the lab.
Exactly. What
Because
about the
I don't know.
Cavs? I think the Cavs have a shot at maybe making a little
Cavs are
run in
going to
the
be good.
East. Yeah.
They're at
Donovan
a
Mitchell, Caris LeVert,
plus
still got
2,200
Darius.
to win the East. I want to get
I
win
don't.
total odds. The Cavs are a team to not sleep on, though. Everyone's saying is Evan Mobley's going to have a huge year.
I think you will. I
So
think that team looks really good in my opinion.
you have the
They still
Cavs
got
win total at 52 and a half, or sorry, it's 48 and a half is what I'm seeing.
I could see them
49
winning
wins.
like yeah, 50 wins, maybe 47 to 50 wins. That seems pretty reasonable. That seems about right. But I think that they can make a little run in the playoffs as long as they stay healthy, which may not happen. Donovan seems to be pretty injury prone when it comes to playoff time.
Yeah. The Kings are a team you can't sleep on, though, man, I think. Plus 46 and a half for the win total right now. That
The
feels too
West is
low.
just, the West is just so stacked, though. Like
Yeah.
with the Thunder, with the Wolves, with the Suns, with the Pelicans, the Mavs, obviously the Nuggets. I mean, and who knows what the
Yeah, but
Spurs can do.
yeah, I just think DeMar's going to spread that floor so well now. You have Sabonis with a playmaker. You have Fox running all over the damn place. And then you have DeRozan, who almost essentially has to take that third scorer role and take that backseat role behind Sabonis and Fox. He's going to get comfortable. I don't know. I have a lot of faith in this Kings team for some reason. I've never said that before in my life, but I have faith in anything out of Sacramento, anything positive about Sacramento as a whole. But I have faith in this Kings team. There's something there, I think.
I mean, I think there's something there, but I also feel like it's just risky with DeMar being 35. You know,
That's
he
fair.
go he goes down. That team is just a worse version of who they were last year.
That's
At the
fair.
same, so I think that they have a shot, but again, like anything else, age and injuries could really set them back. And it's really just DeMar. Also, like it'll be interesting to see like how the trade-off is with DeMar and De'Aaron trading, getting shots, or like who's going to be the guy at the end of the game? If you need a bucket, are you going De'Aaron or are you going DeMar?
That's a good question. Do you go game on the line? Do you go DeMar or do you go De'Aaron?
Me personally, I'm going DeMar,
I was going to
but
say, I think I'm going DeMar too. Where it depends on where on the floor you need a shot. If it's 25 feet and in, I'm going DeMar.
Yeah, if we're down one, need a bucket to win the game. Give the DeMar the ball. Let him hit some crazy mid-range fadeaway in somebody's mouth, and walk out of there with the dub.
I'm gonna
But
hit you one local. Warriors are at 43.5 on the win total. What's going on with the Golden State Warriors this season?
it hurts me because I'm a Warriors fan, but I got to go with the under.
Under 43 wins.
I don't see Buddy Hield performing as he needs to, as he should, or to the level that he needs to in order for this team to succeed. I think that it was really a horrible decision for them to get rid of Jordan Poole, and I mean, they got Slo-Mo. I think that Slo-Mo was a solid pickup, good defensive player. But it's really just going to be kind of Curry running all over the place again. You know, they still got Wiggins, still got very old Draymond. But I again, like, it's really just the competition. I think that if Kuminga has an emergency year, then I think that they have a good shot at winning 43 plus. But it's really going to come down to, like, how do Looney and Kuminga perform? Because Curry's not going to be able to do everything by himself. All he's doing, he's 36 years old, you know? He just signed that 1 year, what was it, 60, no, what was it, 60 or $70 million contract?
$63 million, I think.
Yeah. And so I know he's going to do everything he can to win, but I just don't believe in the role players at this point. I hope that they can make something run. I hope Buddy Hield can pop off, but I don't know. We'll see. I just feel
Trying
like
to
they
get
need
you.
somebody who's young, hungry, and they need a young bucket who's just hungry for it. I don't think Brandon is going to be able to hold up to that. And yeah, I mean, I just think
I think
that.
Kuminga's that young, hungry bucket, though. That's Kuminga. If Kuminga can play basketball, the Warriors are going to win games. I think the
I agree.
season's entirely contingent on Kuminga, I think. You have
I
the
agree with
Warriors
that.
coming in at 14 on the power rankings, 12 hours or 24 hours before the first game. 14, right in the middle of the pack. What do you think about that?
14. I mean, I think it comes
That's
down to
pretty high.
Kuminga and their big. I mean, Kuminga, Looney, and Quinton Post, what are they going to do? It's going to come down to the bigs, you know? Like,
Yeah, Pajemski as well. I think Pajemski's it's gonna he's gonna have to everyone's gonna have to step up. Because
yeah.
a Steph Curry regression year, unfortunately, as it, much as it hurts me to admit and say, Steph can't do this forever. So a regression year is gonna have to happen eventually. And we may start to see that this year.
I really
So I
hope not. I
think
mean,
I got faith in Kuminga.
I hope that Kuminga can really just pop off and let Curry. Somebody else needs to, like, kind of run the offense in a sense and let Curry just shoot, because I mean he's 36. He's not gonna be able to run all over the place all game like he has been able to previously. He's really gonna be obviously still the best shooter in the league, but
But I
he's
think he
not. I
still
don't
will
think
be
he's gonna
able
have that
to.
stamina.
I don't know if age, we just saw what he did in the Olympics not too
That's
long
true.
ago.
That's very true.
So I don't know how much age we can't write off too much to age for Steph because it's still Steph and we still see what he does. But for 82 games, I don't know if you can sustain that.
What about the
That's the
Lakers?
question.
What are your thoughts on the Lakers?
Let's talk about the Los Angeles Lakers. Where are they ranking on the depth chart on the power ranking? Let me find that real quick.
I'm gonna guess.
Guess, because I still can't find them.
I'm gonna guess 18.
We are at 16, no, 17, 18's Houston. They're 19. You're
Okay, that
closer.
was close. Pretty close.
Yep. 19, just
Crazy
the
that they
win
have
total.
Houston above them. That's really surprising.
Just the win total for the Lakers this year.
40.
43.5 with the Warriors. So the Warriors and Lakers are right at the same.
Okay.
43.5. Let me tell you who's above the Lakers on this NBA.com power rankings. Houston at 18, Memphis at 17. A lot of Memphis being talked about. Miami 16, Sacramento 15, and the Warriors 14. So the Lakers at 19 preseason, pre start to the season. Bronny
That's
James ends preseason with a big game. So you got to put that out at least. But I think Anthony, I think we may see a, I don't want to go as far. It's not going to be an MVP, obviously, because there's just too much in the NBA right now. But I think we're going to have a big Anthony Day this year, because one of his biggest things coming into last season was his inability to stay on the floor. How many games did Anthony Davis miss last year? Not many. He did not miss many games last year. So if we get another game season where Anthony Davis plays 60 games out of 82, we may see an Anthony Davis. Now, I don't know. I don't want to say MVP because that's ambitious, but we may see a real Anthony Davis year this year. Because Bron, if we're talking, Steph is going to have to regress because of age. Father Time's going to be coming for Bron soon. So I
I
think
don't
Bron's going to
see
have
it.
to.
The thing with Bron is,
Really?
he, I mean, like, I don't know if you, I saw this little interview with Derrick Henry. LeBron, I mean, he still spends $1 million on his body. You know, it's his biggest investment. And I think that LeBron's still, I mean, obviously he's getting older. He may be a little slower, but he's still going to be putting up the same numbers year over year until, in my opinion, until he retires. He's still in similar shape, still working out, still can yam, you know, still pretty fast, large, can shoot. I don't see him really regressing. I feel like every year I'm like, oh yeah, everybody says like, oh, LeBron's gonna regress, LeBron's gonna regress, he's getting older, but nope, like
Every
he
year,
just
yeah.
he puts
I'll
too
give you
much into
that.
his body. He puts too much into recovery, into the work, the ethic, everything, his diet, you know, from top to bottom. It's just his body's gonna stay in good shape. And
I just think he's really going to play into that playmaking role. Because last Lakers season, you saw a Lakers team that still relied on Bron a lot to score the ball. And they're still going to rely on Bron to score the ball a lot this season. But I think he's going to really try and play into the playmaking this season. If
yeah, I can
he
see
can
that.
fucking scrape together enough to get Bronny James on an NBA floor and get him 15 to 20 minutes a night of decent basketball, the Lakers could be in a curious position. Because if you have Bron, who's already fucking probably one of the biggest competitors of all time in terms of professional sports, in terms of wanting to win, now he's got his son out there on the floor with him, and he already knows that the whole national media is against his son being there and doesn't think he deserves it. I think Bron, we may have a Lakers team that turns it around. But I just think it's
Yeah,
going to come more from Bron playmaking. That's my biggest thing, is Bron's going to step back the scoring.
I think that if Bronny gets more than 10 minutes on the court, they're not gonna be looking good. Bronny just really should not be out
You
there
think? I
at
don't know,
all.
man. There's
He's
little
not
spur.
good.
I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. Like, you watch Bronny, whatever, the eye test. Doesn't look ready as a basketball player, whatever the fuck it may be. He's still a rookie. He's still a one and done. And at the end of the fucking day, you're just sitting here talking about how much Bron spends on his body and keeping it up and whoop de whoop de whoop. He's LeBron James' fucking son, man.
Yeah, but that's the
That's
difference,
the
though.
thing for me. That the genes are there, the athleticism's there, the IQ is there.
The mentality
So
isn't, though. The mentality
that's
and
fair.
the
That's
beginning, the
fair.
humble
We think that,
beginnings.
though. We think that. The humble beginnings 100%. But I mean, from what you hear about Bronny, you always hear good things. You never really hear that Bronny's, you know, considering he's LeBron James' fucking son. If I was LeBron James's son, you'd probably be hearing some things in the news about me. You don't really hear too much about Bronny. You don't
No, I
hear too much
agree.
about Bronny. It's always good stuff.
He's
I
a
mean,
good
he had
kid.
the
He's a
heart
good
thing.
kid.
Exactly. So Bron's raised him well. You know for a damn fact there's probably not many people working harder in that Laker facility than Bronny right now, because you have Bron's reputation for bringing the Laker, for bringing in. For getting him into the Lakers building to begin with. So obviously that doesn't happen without LeBron.
Yeah.
So Bron's kind of reputation is reliant or is a little affected on what Bronny does. So with that pressure, I think Bronny, we may have a decent year for the Lakers. You get a season where Anthony Davis gets you 28 a night. Bronny gets you 15 minutes of basketball. Austin Reaves plays well. Dalton Connect, not to mention.
Cam Reddish, I think we'll have a pretty solid
Cam
year.
Reddish, thank you, exactly. Lakers aren't horrible.
Yeah.
There's 43 and a half feels right, especially when it's the same win total as the Warriors, because I have them right on the same level in my book, but I wouldn't write off the Lakers.
I really hope the Warriors can cook something up, but I just don't have that much confidence in them, honestly. I just don't think that they're. I really hope Kuminga can pop off and they can do it, but in my eyes, I just don't like the roster. All around, I just feel like they're missing a link, like a something similar to a Tyrese Maxey or something to where it's gonna really take some weight off the shoulders for Curry, but somebody who can really pop off.
So if you're the Warriors GM, who do you get? Who do you go and get right now? You have to make that move.
I don't know what happened.
I got a name.
Talk to me.
Lonnie Walker. It hurt me that the Celtics cut him. Warriors got to go pick up Lonnie. He's old,
Oh.
whatever it may be. He's got the work ethic. He's got the ambition. He's got the bucket getting ability.
I
He's
like
got the
that.
potential. Warriors should go get Lonnie.
I like that.
Because
I think
he's a
that
guy
Lonnie
that'll
would be a
slide
good
in
pickup.
no problem. He'll play that two, no problem. He'll take 15 points a game off of Steph. He's gonna work. That's one thing about Lonnie. He's always gonna work. So
He's a good
Warriors gotta go
defender
because
too. Yeah, I like
exactly.
that. I like that.
He'll slide right into that role. So I think he's kind of like just a better Buddy Hield, I think. That's how
I
I look at
agree.
Lonnie Walker. Like if
Yeah,
Buddy
better
Hield was
defender.
like
Just
in shape. Yeah.
because Buddy
Like a
Hield's a
more
great shooter, but that's all he really
exactly.
is. Like that,
A
he's
more
just a great
cohesive
shooter.
basketball player. Buddy
Exactly.
Hield's like Ezekiel Elliott to me. I don't know. I can't explain too much further than that, but they're just kind of the same person. Buddy Hield and
One-dimensional.
Z. Yeah. There's
One
a...
dimensional, and that one dimension does not usually pop off.
Yeah, but when it does, you're like, fuck, dude. He's
Yeah,
got something. But
exactly.
then there's a month and a half of just like, fuck, why is he on the
Okay.
floor?
Yeah.
So I think that, yeah, Warriors got to go get Lonnie. They got to get somebody. I agree with you that they're missing that offensive link. But I think
Yeah.
we're only saying that now because we haven't seen Kuminga yet. I've got faith in Jonathan this year. I think Moses Moody takes a serious step up. I mean, we say it every year. It's got to happen eventually.
He just got that
But
extension.
exactly. He just gets paid today. So I think Moses Moody's going to take an uptake. I'm not selling the Warriors. Warriors and Lakers, I have just a budding promise for.
I could see another Warriors Lakers play-in matchup.
Yeah, I agree with that. I like that a lot. I like
I
that a lot.
mean,
I think the Pacers regress. Give them at 40. I think the NBA, unfortunately, like it's shitty to say. It's kind of like what we say with the Chiefs. The NFL is a little more open, especially with Rashee Rice going down. But I
honestly,
think
I
if
forgot about the Pacers. I think the Pacers have a good year.
I don't know. I think the NBA, like I was just about to say, I think the NBA is just a competition of who's going to lose to the Celtics. I said it last season. I mean, it's just, I have no reason to think otherwise.
Everything looks perfect on paper. Everything went perfect last year for them. Great
But
championship.
that it's professional sports, so everything that
You
looks
had
perfect usually doesn't happen.
exactly, but it
So,
did. It worked out. And then you got the
yeah.
biggest cornball in the world, Jason Tatum, doing every single final celebration that
I
he
like
didn't
that.
create.
I had my girlfriend sending me videos that she doesn't watch any sports, doesn't have a clue anything, but she that reached her, the compilations of him firing out the emotes. So that was pretty cool to me. That was funny. That's how I
Yeah.
knew it got too far. When she was sending me the TikTok compilations of him doing the like anything is possible, like KG.
Yep.
And then the
And
Steph, what are they gonna say
then
next?
Kobe, like that was
Yeah, and
just
the Kobe, yeah. When she sent me that, I was like, oh fuck, we may have gone a little too far, Tatum. But
yeah.
Vegas has the Grizzlies at 47.5, 4 wins higher than the Warriors and Lakers. Why are the Grizzlies getting touted so high? You have Ja coming back. But I mean,
Jaw
this is a
back.
team that was almost the worst team in basketball last year.
They're one of the, like, yeah, that was, Jaw was out though the majority of the
That's fair,
year.
but I mean, beyond Ja coming back, what am I getting excited for? Marcus Smart?
Zach.
Yeah. But is that going to win you 48 games?
I think Jaw coming back is very major for that team.
I
I mean,
100% agree with you. 100% agree. But 47 wins enough? 4 wins higher than Lakers and Warriors?
they got Marcus Smart too. I mean, yeah, I could see them winning. I definitely see them winning more games than the Lakers and Warriors, honestly.
Really?
On paper right now, yeah. I hope that the Warriors win more games than them. Obviously, I like that's what I hope, but just true prediction, I expect the Grizzlies to win more games than the Lakers and the Warriors. I think they have a better overall team on paper. I just think that they're more complete, especially with Jaw. I think that Jaw missing that link is just kind of like makes him similar to like the Nets without Jaw, or like a worse
Yeah.
version, honestly. But with Jaw, you know, like they're pushing contenders. I'm not gonna say contenders in this league, especially in the West right now, but they're making that break, and I think that they're like seventh seed with that, or
Armando
sixth seed.
Bacot went to the Grizzlies. Did you know that? Did I miss that? I didn't see that. Armando got drafted to the Grizzlies. Good for him.
He's not on the roster currently.
He isn't? Fuck. I thought he was still in college. He couldn't
He,
give him another year?
I don't know.
A
Yeah,
blank
I guess
year
he's,
senior?
well, he's not on the
He's been in
roster.
college since I was in like seventh grade.
Literally.
So good for him that he's in the league now, at least. I just
But
looked up
he's,
Grizzlies roster. They got him right here.
oh, I'm
Nice.
looking at it right now on ESPN and I don't see him.
Oh, shit. Maybe Google's behind the times. Did
Yeah, on
Armando
ESPN.
Bacot? I like, what's his face? Cam Spencer out of Gonzaga.
Did you see that they real quick, did you see the Grizzlies sign that 5'8" guard from,
Yuki.
yeah, Yuki?
Yuki Kawamura. Yeah, I did. Shout out to him. 5'8".
No,
Good for
you
him.
gotta shout him out.
Yeah, I'm gonna go hit some
All
free throws tomorrow because of
facts, got to.
Go do my layup lines at the park.
No.
If Yuki's doing it, we all can do it, brother. We got it.
Exactly. If Yuki can do it, who can't? You know?
Exactly.
He gives
But
everybody hope. You
I
love to
don't
see
hang out
it.
the Grizzlies. Before we get kicked off of Zoom free mode, how about the Suns? Now that we're talking about teams with big names, big potential, and mediocre results. The
They're not
Phoenix
gonna be good.
Suns.
Bradley Beal just sucks. Honestly. Brad, I mean, I had so much hope for Bradley Beal last year and that team overall. And I thought that they were really gonna, do something, but it's just, it's like a 0.5 version of that Nets team with what they have right now with KD, Book, and Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal sucks. D Book still gonna be D Book. KD's gonna be old KD, hits his shots, has his games, but inconsistent. But Bradley Beal is just what's really the problem there. And I just don't think they're complete enough to really make any run. I think that they'll make the playoffs, but I think they'll be one and done, get bounced in the first round.
Does KD flee the desert after that?
It's just
If
like, where does
Phoenix
he
gets
go?
bounced, yeah.
I made a
Celtics?
$20 bet 3 years ago with my buddy that KD would never win a ring without Steph. So, and I don't think he will. I mean, I think that KD is honestly should consider retiring after a couple of years, and I just don't think doing anything.
Maybe he'll be a Celtic. We'll take him.
What do you think of the Clippers this year, real quick?
Kawhi is out indefinitely. I don't know how many times I've seen a professional sports player get ruled out indefinitely. It's very ominous. Like, what does that mean? Like, he's just maybe we'll never come back. Maybe he'll be back. So, I mean, they just spent $12 trillion on that stadium. So they got to do something good, but they're at team's a hot mess right now. Their win total's coming in at 35. I think that's the lowest of all teams. I could be mistaken.
I think
Wizards are
Harden,
lowest, actually.
I
Never
mean,
mind. I'm way off.
on paper, they're not. Well, I mean,
35 and a half is the Clippers win total.
yeah, I could see them winning around that many games. I mean, they got a similar team as last year without PG. They got Kai Jones, which I think was a good pickup. Terrence Mann's a bucket. Still,
Oh, give Terrence Mann his flowers.
yeah, still got PJ Tucker. They got Kevin Porter Jr. too. That was a great pickup in my opinion.
Hey, boy, hold on. Hold on, hold on, hold on. I don't know
I know he's
anything. I don't know.
inconsistent.
I don't. Yeah, there's a couple of reasons why I'm hesitant on Kevin Porter Jr. The domestic violence is probably one. I don't
Okay.
know about inconsistencies on the floor. That's probably a reason, but I don't know.
I didn't I honestly I was unaware of this. The domestic, but I
Oh,
didn't.
yeah. Kevin, that's the reason the Clippers got him. That was the reason he was a free agent to begin with.
I didn't see that. I did not know that. So, not a big fan of
Yeah.
that, but I do
Yeah, you
think
know, it
that.
was the girl that Jaylen Brown was dating, the
Oh,
WNBA
wow.
player. You know what I'm talking about? I don't know how to say her name. I'm gonna butcher it. She was at the WNBA games with him sitting courtside when he was talking bad about Bronny. You know what I'm
Oh,
talking
okay.
about?
Yeah, I think so.
Her name is Kayser Gondrzik. But yeah, when she
Damn,
dated Kevin
he beat
Porter.
her. He got charged for
Yeah.
hitting, like, oh wow.
He didn't play. I mean, he didn't play last season because of it.
Cause
Pled
okay.
guilty to assault harassment. Yeah. Yeah, Kevin Porter's kind of in that Miles Bridges ballpark.
Yeah, but he's a bucket though.
Yeah, I
I
guess so. I mean, if you can look past it, yeah, the business at the end of the day. If you can get a
yeah,
bucket, it doesn't really matter.
I think that he may be able to cook something up with, a hard running point. I think
Him
that
and Kai
Harden's
Jones.
hey, Kai Jones.
Shit.
That's a hood team. And Derek Jones Jr. That is a hood team right there.
Jesus,
And
that's a
PJ
fucking
Tucker.
off the court nightmare.
Yeah, that
Kai
is.
Jones and Kevin Porter Jr.
If I see them in the streets, I'm running away.
Good Lord. Kevin Porter Jr. and Kai Jones running that front court. Interesting move there, Steve.
Yeah, but I think that Harden
I
could have
wish
a
the best for Kai
nice
Jones, though.
weekend.
I want Kai Jones to succeed.
I
He's
like
just
Kai
a
Jones a
little
lot.
out there, yeah.
Went to
No, I mean,
UC.
there's not many other people that can jump out of the gym more than Kai Jones. The
Yeah.
athleticism there. He's a bucket, but he's just a little out there.
Wait,
Everyone's
real
out there,
quick.
though.
What do you think about the jumping gears? What do you think about the Bulls, the Lonzo return?
I hope Lonzo does well. I
Me
got I'm
too.
gonna very positive on Lonzo, but it's kind of like when you got that old dog, you take him to the dog park, like your dog's like 15. You're like, yeah, let's give him
Yeah.
one more lap. Let him run around.
Facts.
Like you feel good. You're like, yeah, look at him scamper, dude. Look at, oh, I didn't know my dog could still do that. Oh shit, still
Yeah.
plays fetch. Oh, you still bring the ball back? That's
Still
kind of what I'm
running?
looking at. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm looking at with Lonzo Ball. Yeah. I've really got a lot of hope, a lot of faith in him. A lot of faith in the old dog, but I'm not sure. At the end of the day, we gotta close it because we're getting kicked off Zoom again. But it'll be Celtics repeating it. Xander, you have any takes to close us out tonight?
All I gotta say is, I think that the Bucks can. The Bucks will stop the Celtics.
Okay,
Celtics will choke. They're not
cut his
running
mic,
back.
ladies and gentlemen. Cut his mic. Have a good night,
Bucks in
everyone.
six.
Have a good night.